Tres planes de formación en grupobaugan.com/clases telefónicas.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Baugan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años, en grupos de aproximadamente 10 niños por monitor. Fechas, tienes para elegir, del 18 al 24 de julio o del 25 al 31 de julio, como prefieras. Los entrenamientos tendrán lugar en las modernas instalaciones del Centro Deportivo Wanda Alcalá de Henares, sede de la Academia del Atlético de Madrid. Y el alojamiento será en habitaciones individuales con baño privado en el Colegio Mayor Aquinas, en la Ciudad Universitaria de Madrid. Ven a aprender inglés con el campeón de liga, el Atlético de Madrid, y el campeón del inglés, Baugan. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com e infórmate. Inglés y fútbol, con Baugan y el Atleti.
Hello, 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 everybody, and welcome to the Monday edition.
Buenas tardes.
Good afternoon. And welcome to the Monday edition of the Drive Time Show. We got a nice one for you. I say this every day. We're going to hear a very interesting song today from a novelty musician named Ray Stevens. And when I say novelty musician, I say this is someone who became famous for something that was temporary and fashionable and comedic, in fact. And I'll talk about the song called The Streak and the advent of streaking and what that is, what that means. It's kind of a funny story. We also have history on our show today. We have, lots to talk about. We're going to talk about the American flag, which was adopted on this day in 1777. Also, one of the weird news stories ever. A man was swallowed by a whale. No, it's not a movie. This is the truth. A fisherman was swallowed, or he was at least brought into the mouth of a whale, and he survived. And we're going to hear his story on the Drive Time Show today. We've got grammar, we got pronunciation, history, music. Oh my gosh, what a show. Qué suerte tenemos todos. What a show. Let's get it started. My name is Kyle Miller, and welcome to Drive Time.
Welcome to Drive Time with Kyle Miller.
Everybody, welcome to the Drive Time Show. It is Monday. It's not Tuesday, it's Monday. It's not Wednesday, it's Monday. It's not Sunday, it's Monday. And we have a nice show today. We have lots to cover. And it's good to be back. We're getting into our second week here of the Drive Time, of live radio, I should say. Back to the grind, back in the groove of live radio, and we have colleagues of mine joining in today, I think, coming in. We have brand new content, The Salad, right, Tino, coming on today? Brand new?
Canela, para los oídos.
Oh, it's going to be lots. It's going to be everything you've wanted, folks. After some time off, we have a more or less a full lineup of Vaughn Radio shows, which is a wonderful thing. Anyway, let's get it started with a little warm-up gym.
The warm-up gym. Warm-up gym.
Warm-up gym. All right, the warm-up gym. This is that part of the show where I give you a sentence in Spanish, and you say it in English, so we're translating sentences. Of course, out loud. Okay, en voz alta. Ya sabes. Okay, here we go. Number one. Number one. ¿Cuándo tomarás una decisión? ¿Cuándo tomarás? When will you make a decision? So to make a decision, right? Tomar una decisión, we say to make. We don't take them, we make them. We don't do them, we make them. ¿Cuándo dejé de llover? When it stops raining. Cuando deje de llover, claro. When it stops raining. Él dejó la escuela a los 15 años. A los 15 años. He quit school at the age of 15. He quit school at the age of 15. So, dejar el colegio, to quit school. We also have a phrasal verb, to drop out. To drop out. So, dropping out is discontinuing membership. But then another use would be in the next sentence, como se dice en inglés, tengo que dejar de fumar. Tengo que dejar de fumar. I have to give up smoking. Or I have to quit. Quit. Q-U-I-T. I have to quit smoking. I have to quit smoking. I have to give up smoking. Okay? So to quit with a habit would be to give up, phrasal verb. Also, dejar, as in to discontinue membership. We don't say to give up school. We'd say to drop out of school. Okay? That's a bad idea. Déjame en paz. Déjame en paz. Hombre. Leave me alone.
¿Qué pasa?
Leave me. Leave me alone. Déjame en paz. Leave me alone.
¿Qué pasa?
¿Tienes algo que decir? ¿Tienes algo que decir? Do you have anything to say? Do you have anything to say? ¿Tienes algo que decir? Poca gente es tan impaciente como tú. Few people, poca gente. Few people are as impatient as you are. Ah, so it's the as comparison, right? Few people are as patient as you are. Tan impaciente como tú. Poca gente. Few people are as impatient as you are. Okay. ¿Cuándo estarán de vuelta? Estar de vuelta. Remember this one? Tino knows this one. Like Arnold says, estaré de vuelta. I'll be back. To be back, right? ¿Cuándo estarán de vuelta?
I'll be back.
Exactly. When will they be back? Okay. ¿Qué hago mientras tanto? ¿Qué hago mientras tanto? What shall I do in the meantime?
Puedes por lo menos tocar la guitarra.
Por ejemplo, yeah. What shall I do in the in the meantime? Mientras tanto. What shall I do in the meantime? Nunca leo libros gruesos. Nunca. I never read thick books.
No seas bruto.
Gruesos. I never read thick books. Siempre utilizo papel fino. I always use thin paper. Always. Hey, Tino, do you like thick paper or thin paper? Tino likes thick paper. Yeah. But I never read thick books, but I always use thin paper. ¿Estás engordando? You're getting fat. But that's a very direct thing to say, right? It's not nice to say that, hey, you're getting fat. No. You're putting on weight. Put on weight. Estás engordando, ¿eh? Se nota. You're putting on weight. Estoy intentando adelgazar. I'm trying to lose weight.
Soy un animal esbelto.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying. Hombre. I'm trying. I'm trying to lose weight. ¿Cuánto pesas? How much do you weigh? Weigh. W-E-I-G-H. Weigh. Okay? As a verb. Now, the noun, tu peso, your weight. Your weight. No tanto como tú. Not as much as you do.
No tanto. Una fiera.
Bueno, no tanto como tú. Not as much as, not as much as you do. Not as much as you or not as much as you do. But we would not say not as much as you weigh. No. Not as much as you do. ¿Qué película más emocionante? What an exciting movie. What an exciting movie. ¿Qué película más emocionante?
Muy bonito, sí, señor.
Claro. What an exciting movie. Es una chica muy sensata. Muy sensata. She's a very sensible girl. Sensible. Ta-ta-ta. Sensible. She's a very sensible girl.
Gracias.
Es una chica... Es una chica muy sensible. She's a very sensitive girl. So, sensata, sensible, sensible. Y sensible, sensitive. Ah. And this one, no estoy hablando japonés ni chino, pero bueno. Sé sensato. Sounds like, suena a japonés, ¿no? Sé sensato. Be sensible. Be sensible. Sé sensato. Be sensible. Sensible.
Ah, por supuesto, caballero. All
right. Oh, let's do one more. Iba a parar ahí. I was going to stop there. I was going to stop there, but I thought, well, since we're here, let's do one more. And this will be 20 sentences. My gosh, 20 sentences. Here we go. Number 20. ¿Quién hizo la foto? Who took the picture? So hacer una foto, we say to take. Who took the picture?
Yo mismo.
Okay, all right. Who took the picture? Picture. We don't say picture. No, picture. Who took the picture? And there you have it, folks. By now, I think we're all warmed up. Expression of the day. Okay, our expression today is to turn a blind eye.
Es que no entiendo.
Well, to turn a blind eye means to ignore a situation or to ignore facts or to ignore reality. To turn a blind eye. No hacer caso. Intentionally not pay attention to something. To ignore. So he knows. You say, well, he knows what we're doing, but he's turning a blind eye. Or imagine in a shop you have employees who are stealing, and you work in the shop and you see your colleague, you like him and you see him stealing, you could either turn him in. You could go to the boss and say, look, he's stealing. Or you could turn a blind eye. To turn a blind eye means to intentionally ignore something. Now, what's the origin? Apparently, this goes back to the British Navy. And they considered him a Navy hero, a guy named Horatio Nelson. Yeah, and he had one blind eye. Era ciego. And when British forces signaled for him to stop the attack, they were on one side telling him to stop attacking a fleet of Danish ships. He held up a telescope to his blind eye and he said, I don't see the signal. So he attacked and was victorious. Horatio Nelson. And apparently the origin of this one, to turn a blind eye. Good expression. Pretty epic music as well for our expression of the day.
He lives on an island.
Not Iceland, island.
This is a chaos.
This is chaos.
Pronunciation.
Oh boy. All right, here we go, folks. We're going to get into this. ¿Cómo te sientes? How are you feeling? How are you becomes how are you? How are you? How are you feeling? ¿Cómo te sientes? How are you feeling? ¿Cómo irás? How are you getting there? How are you? We're linking the words together, folks. How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you? How are you feeling? How are you getting there? ¿Cómo vas a decírselo? How are you going to tell him? How are you going to tell him? ¿Cómo lo llevas? How are you coping? To cope, C-O-P-E, cope. It's like to get by, como apañarse, sobrevivir, to get by, to cope. How are you coping? ¿Le estás ayudando? Bueno, ¿cómo le estás ayudando a ella? How are you helping her? How are you? How are you helping her? How are you helping her? ¿Cómo piensas hacerlo? How are you planning to do it? How are you planning to do it? ¿Cómo vas a empezar el discurso? How are you going to begin your speech? How are you going to begin your speech? Whew. All right. So there you have it. How are you? And we link the words together and we say, how are you? How are you? How are you? Okay. There you go, folks. Now, I think it's time to get into some vocabulary, shall we? Let's do it. Everybody, it's vocabulary time. I hope you were enjoying that music as much as I would, as I was. We're going to get into some vocabulary. We were just setting up our connection, folks. We were handling some technical details to get our vocabulary correspondent live in studio, everybody. It's Tino.
Oh. Olé!
Olé! How you doing, Tino? How are you today?
Not bad, man.
Good. Very good. Very good. Okay, Tino is with us to talk today about an area that he is passionate about, right? Computers.
Oh.
Computers. But now, well, we all have to use them, right, Tino?
Yep.
We all have to use them in our work these days. So there are so many lists that we could have of vocabulary, but I have some secondary words that I think might be important to learn.
Yes.
So how do you say, for example, minimizar?
Minimizar.
Hacerlo más pequeño. Es muy parecido al español.
Minimize?
Minimize. There you go. Yeah. Minimize.
Minimize.
Yeah. So you have the... How do you say ventana?
Ventana, window.
Exactly. So you minimizar la ventana would be to?
To minimize the window.
Minimize the window. Now, if the window is small and you want to make it bigger, hay que maximizarlo.
To maximize.
Maximize the window. Exactly. Maximize. Now, avanzar página. O el texto bajando, ¿no? Hacer el, do you know the verb for that?
Scroll.
Scroll. Nice.
Yeah.
Scroll. S-C-R-O-L-L. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lo he hecho divinamente.
Divinamente, sí. So if you have, for example, a scroll is also like when you have paper that is rolled up.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, like a really formal... You know, you graduate from something and you get a diploma.
Yeah.
It's often rolled up into a scroll.
Ah.
Scroll. S-C-R-O-L-L. Mm-hmm. Scroll. So to scroll down, it's like you're unrolling going down. I suppose that's the origin.
Ah. I didn't know this meaning.
Well, there you go. To scroll down, and then you can scroll up as well.
Yeah.
Subiendo. Volviendo a subir, you know? Scroll up. Scroll up, man! Scroll down. Okay. Now, arrastrar y soltar.
Arrastrar y soltar.
Arrastrar. Arrastrar, which is not just in computers, but we have a common use of this term, arrastrar, which is to drag.
Ah, to drag.
Drag.
Yeah.
Y soltar, como dejarlo caer.
I don't know.
Si dejo caer el bolígrafo. Yeah, drop. Drop. Yeah. So arrastrar, do you say that in Spanish? Arrastrar y soltar. Drag and drop.
Drag and drop.
So you have a document on your, imagine you have a document on your desktop, on the desktop, the escritorio, and you want to put it into a folder, you can drag it and drop it.
Yeah.
Drag and drop, drag and drop. Archivo?
Archivo, file.
File.
Like Kyle?
Kyle's files. Los archivos de Kyle. Kyle's files. Mm-hmm. You know another use of file?
No.
Is like las uñas. You can file your nails. You say limar las uñas?
Yes. Yeah.
To file your nails. Or a piece of wood as well. You can file a piece of wood. Mm-hmm. Un menú desplegable.
What? I don't know.
It's a type of menu, and it is casi como como cae. It drops. We say drop down menu.
Menu. Drop down menu.
Drop down menu. Pestaña.
Pestaña.
It starts with T. It's a short word starting with T. Tab.
A tab.
Tab. Tab. Open the tab.
Learning today.
Yeah, about that. Hey, that's what we're here for, right?
Yeah.
Navegador de internet.
Navegador. I knew that.
That's okay. It's an internet browser.
Browser.
We say. Browser. Yeah, el browser. Right. Este.
Yeah.
Right? A browser. Internet browser. Okay, let's review. Minimizar.
Minimize.
Maximizar.
Maximize.
Avanzar la página bajando.
scroll down.
Scroll down.
Up?
Yeah, scroll down. Y luego subiendo, retroceder.
Scroll up.
Retroceder. Perdona.
Ah, sorry.
Yeah. Scroll up. Scroll down. Scroll up. Arrastrar y soltar.
That was drop. No, drag. Drag and drop.
Drag and drop. Exactly. Archivo.
File.
Menú desplegable.
forget it.
This was a drop down.
Drop down menu.
Drop down menu. Menu. Yep. Drop down menu. Ventana.
Window.
Y navegador de internet.
Tab.
Internet.
No.
sorry, pestaña. Pestaña was
tab. Was a tab. Yeah.
Pestaña was tab. I skipped that. You're right.
Yeah.
Navegador was the internet.
Browser.
Browser.
Browser. Browser.
Browser. Yeah. Right. Very good. Yeah.
Well, not so good.
No, but hey, you know, some new, that's okay, new words. So we've learned some new ones today. That's good.
Yeah. Some of them are new for me.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's all right. It's a learning experience here today on the Drive Time Show.
Thank you very much, Kyle, for you.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for joining me, Tino. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
And I hope you'll come back again soon, possibly tomorrow. Who knows?
Of course, I will.
For more vocabulary. Wonderful.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye, Tino. So that was Tino, everybody, with today's vocabulary, the vocabulary for today. And I think we're going to finish there with this half hour. But stay tuned because, actually, I'm going to give you, right, but just before we go, and I'll repeat this in a minute, but our Twitter translation, and we don't need any jingles, but I'll just tell you the Twitter translation. ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Estaba marcando tu número cuando entraste.
Ring, 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 ring.
Estaba marcando tu número cuando entraste. ¿Cómo se dice eso en inglés? Write that in. On Twitter or on Instagram, I'm Kyle Miller. Tell me how to say that in English, in inglés. En español no hace falta. Tell me in English how to say that, and I'll look at your responses a little later on in the Drive Time Show, all right? Okay, we'll take a quick break, but I'll be back. So don't touch that dial.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
Hello there, this is Fitz. I want to talk to you about the Curso de Inglés Online de Baugan. 99 euro for 1 year of classes. You can spread the 99 euro over 3 months. It's 30 cents per day. All the Vaughan favorites are in there. Richard Vaughan, Richard Brown, Jimena Holiday, Kyle Miller, Alberto Alonso. Curso de Inglés Online, Baugan.com.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Baugan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Baugan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Baugan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Sí, dígame.
Hi.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 911335833 o en grupovaughan.com.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
This is a comedic song by Ray Stevens from 1974. And this song went to number one in America, number one in the UK as well. Ray Stevens, who was inspired to write this song after reading an article about streaking, which was a fad. It was something temporarily fashionable among young college students where they would run around naked in public. Now, streak is like una raya, a streak. But streaking, the verb to streak, means to take off all your clothes and run around. And it became popular in the 70s. I'll tell you a little bit about this weird history. But Ray Stevens, he said, there was about a dozen other records about streaking on the market before I could get mine out. He says, and I was pretty fast. I wrote the song the minute I heard about streaking. I got into the studio and I cut the record. And he said, people were just like, he says, I don't know how they got their records out so fast, but maybe they weren't all that good. When mine came out, it took the market. It was on the radio and people liked it. Now, 5 days after this was released, one of the most high-profile streaks took place, the Academy Awards, when David Niven was receiving an award on live TV, and a spectator streaked, ran across the stage naked. Streaking was born, or was popularized. So that was on April 2nd, in the Academy Awards in Los Angeles. A naked man ran across the stage. Actually, actor David Niven was actually reading an introduction. So streaking became famous as a result of this, the act of running naked through public places, which started out in the late fall and winter of 1973. And not surprisingly, it was more popular in warm weather locations, such as the University of Georgia, where it grew and grew until more than 1,500 people participated in a mass streak. Students finally had to do things more and more adventurous, in addition to the streak, just to get attention that they were looking for. And in Florida, residents of a local nudist colony had to run through the town wearing clothes to try to attract attention to themselves, who were otherwise living naked. So yes, a bunch of other pop songs came out capitalizing on this fad, but the most successful was this one, The Streak by Ray Stevens, which went to number one on the charts. But then very quickly it was over. It was a short-lived fad. Short-lived, so something that did not last very long. So a fad, F-A-D, something that becomes fashionable, que se pone de moda durante un periodo muy limitado. Okay, a very limited short period of time. Okay? Let's take a look at some of the lyrics to this weird song. He says, oh yeah, they call him the Streak. Look at that, look at that. Look at that. Mira, mira. So he says, mírale, they call him the Streak. Es la raya, mira, la raya se llama. Mírale, mírale. Look at that, look at that. Oh yeah, they call him the Streak, the fastest thing on 2 feet. La cosa más rápida con dos pies. Look at that, look at that. He's just as proud as he can be of his anatomy. He's going to give us a peek. A peek is a look. All right? He likes to show off his physique. If there's an audience to be found, he'll be streaking around, inviting public critique. Okay. And then there's this introduction. This is your news reporter once again. We're here at a gas station. Pardon me, did you see what happened? Yeah, I did. I was just getting here. And then this woman explains the situation like it's a news report. Oh, yeah, they call him the Streak. He likes to turn the other cheek. He's always making the news and wearing just them tennis shoes. I guess they call him unique. The Streak. So a funny, a weird song, and kind of one of the, I guess, more, well, one of the few really successful novelty songs. You could also say that certainly Weird Al Yankovic had. Weird Al Yankovic was known to be a novelty singer who, well, he was a parody. He is still going. He's a parody performer, Weird Al Yankovic. But Ray Stevens was sort of a novelty performer. I don't know of other albums of his. I assume he has other records, but he had a hit with this one, The Streak, from his record Boogity Boogity, going back to 1974, something that I think belongs exclusively in the 70s. Anyway, let's move on and have a look at today's awesome adjective.
A. Amazing.
B.
Beautiful.
C.
Cheap.
D.
Dirty.
E.
Expensive.
F.
Friendly.
G.
Good.
H.
Happy.
I.
Interesting.
J.
Jealous.
Awesome adjectives.
Awesome adjectives. Okay, today's awesome adjective is skinny. Skinny, ¿qué es? Esbelto. Delgado. S-K-I-N-N-Y. Skinny, thin. Thin. So it's not, so the opposite of skinny would be overweight or fat. Now you could say that someone is, heavy. I like Tino's choice of songs here. Flaca. Yeah, skinny, thin, thin. Slim is another word. Slim, S-L-I-M. Slim. Heavy, if someone's the opposite, they could be heavy, they could be fat, they could be overweight. It's not common, it's not a good idea to say, hey, you're fat. A much more casual way is to say that someone is overweight. But here our adjective today is skinny. Oh, he's very skinny. Because I hear people tend to use thin. He's muy delgado. He's very thin. But I think among native English speakers, I would really recommend the word skinny. Oh, he's very skinny. He's a skinny guy. And there you have it. Okay, I want to reveal our Twitter translation one more time. Because I mentioned this very quickly at the end of the last half hour. I'm going to give you a little more time. O estoy un poco más de tiempo. I'll give you a little more time for this. I said, how do you say in English? ¿Cómo se dice en inglés? Estaba marcando tu número cuando entraste.
Ring, 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 ring.
Yeah, I was, bueno. I'm not gonna give the answer. I'm gonna wait. We're gonna wait. Vamos a esperar un poco más. But if you want to write in, remember you can do so on Twitter or on Instagram. I'm Kyle Miller. I'm I'm Kyle Miller is the name on Instagram. It's the name on Twitter. And I will read your answers a little later on in the Drive Time Show. But let's go ahead now with a challenge. My favorite challenge that we do just about every day. I'm talking about the Interrogative Challenge.
Interrogative Challenge.
All right, everybody. Interrogative Challenge. I'll give you the answer. You give me the question.
Give me in.
All right, here we go, folks. Number one, he did it because I paid him. Why did he do it?
Por qué?
Why did he do it?
Por qué?
Why? Number two, bronze is made from copper and tin. What is bronze made from? What is bronze made from? Number three, I took Peter to the airport. Where did you take Peter? Where?
Donde?
Where did you take Peter? Number five, I took Peter to the airport. Did you take to the airport?
¿Quién?
So you see, first I said, I took Peter. So then you're going to say, who? If I say, the airport, then you're going to say, where? Okay. I gave him 3 hours of class. How many hours of class did you give him? How many hours of class did you give him? The Second World War lasted 6 years. How long did the Second World War last? How long did the Second World War last? The plane took off at 2:30. What time did the plane take off?
Cuando.
When did the plane take off? Birds migrate in autumn. What do birds do in autumn? Otoño. What do birds do in autumn? Oh, they migrate. I didn't go because I had to work. Why didn't you go?
Por qué?
Por qué? Why? Why didn't you go? Oh, I didn't go because I had to work. It will begin in 3 days. When will it begin? The blue one belongs to me. Which one belongs to you?
¿Cuál?
Exactly, ¿cuál? Which one belongs to you? Very good. Whew, okay, I know that's not easy. So give yourself a pat on the back. Congratulate yourself if you did well with that and got most of them right, formed most of them correctly. If you didn't, just listen to it again and work with them again until you can form the questions correctly. You say, "How, Kyle, how can I do that?" Well, you can go to iVox, either iVox.com or the iVox app, IVOOX, and search for Drive Time, and you'll find many, many, many episodes, and you can listen to them and work with the Interrogative Challenge and also the Warm-Up Gym and the pronunciation and all the various challenges throughout the show. You can practice with them because practice makes perfect. It's true. All right, folks, there we have it. And I think it's time to go ahead into the weird world of weird news.
Weird news.
Weird news. Weird news, everybody. We've got a story of a humpback whale, una ballena, a whale. Now, this is a crazy, this is one of the weirdest stories. This is one of the most interesting stories we've ever done in the weird news section. Really. So here's a guy, a commercial diver, bufeador, now a lobster diver. He goes down diving for lobster, which is kind of odd, but anyway. He says he escaped unscathed, which means unhurt, after almost being swallowed by a whale in an encounter that sounds almost biblical. Parece algo de la Biblia. And whale experts describe as very rare, but possible. This guy's name is Michael Packard. Said in an interview that he was diving off the coast of Princeton, Massachusetts on Friday morning when a whale scooped him up. He says, I was in his closed mouth, dentro de la boca. I was in the closed mouth of the whale for 30 to 40 seconds before he rose to the surface and spit me out. So he was in the mouth. The whale closed its mouth and he was inside for 30 seconds. 30 to 40 seconds. He says, I'm very bruised, but I have no broken bones. Now, the local newspaper, the Cape Cod Times, reports that Packard was pulled out of the water by his crewmen, members of his fishing crew, his team. And he was taken to shore where he was transported to the hospital. And he walked out of the hospital that afternoon with a bit of a limp, poco cojo, but he walked out that afternoon. And while he was still recovering from tissue damage, he told the newspapers that he'll be back in the water as soon as he heals. So let's get more on this story. This guy, he said that he was about 15 meters below the surface of the water. So he was diving, right, buceando, 15 meters below the water's surface when he suddenly felt this huge bump and everything went dark. And first he thought maybe he had been attacked by a shark. He said, then I felt around and I realized that there was no teeth and I had felt no great pain. And then he said, I realized I'm in a whale's mouth. Estoy en la boca de una ballena. Holy cow. And the whale's trying to swallow me. So he was still wearing his scuba gear and his breathing apparatus inside the whale's mouth, which he said was completely dark. And he was afraid that he would not survive. So he thought about his family. And after about half a minute, the whale went up to the surface of the water and started shaking its head from side to side, moviendo la cara, girando, agitando. Shaking its head from side to side, de un lado a otro. And he said, I got thrown in the air, and I landed in the water. And I was free. And I just floated there. He said, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that I got out of that, he said. Now, there were witnesses, a guy named Josiah Mayo, said he saw the whale burst to the surface and toss Packard back into the sea. Now, lobster divers typically go in pairs with crewmen tracing the diver's movements underwater by following their air bubbles. But Packard says, he said his mate came right over to him and got another guy to help pull him onto the boat. Now, the other man was a guy named Joe Francis. He was a charter boat captain who happened to be nearby. He said, I saw Mike flying out of the water, feet first, with his flippers on and landing back in the water. He said, I jumped on the boat. We got him up. We got his tank off. We got him on the deck, calmed him down. And he says, Joe, I was in the mouth of a whale. And the two men witnessed his escape. He noticed that they didn't see the whale. They didn't see the whale pick him up in the first place. But he said he ate me while I was down on the bottom. Now, a couple of researchers say that interactions between humpback whales and humans are very rare. And the whale most likely, es más probable que, it's most likely that, it's most probable that they picked him up, that the whale swallowed him or took him into his mouth by accident as it was opening its mouth to try to feed on small fish. And they say that humpback whales are known for lunge feeding, in which they open their mouths, they accelerate, and they take in a huge amount of fish, like the equivalent of 10 trucks worth of fish, and they just filter everything out. Whales are typically aware of their surroundings, he said. But in this particular case, it's possible that the whale lunged forward, right, to push forward towards a school of fish. And this guy just happened to be in it. This guy, Packard, he happened to be in among those fish. So humpback whales have a very small esophagus, a small throat. So they say he could have actually... he could have fit in the throat, but it would be very tough to go down his throat. With the type of forces that are involved here, with animals that large, he says, it could have gone 20 different ways that I could have been killed, but he survived. So he was fortunate. And another marine biologist says that the whale would have had to open its mouth and maybe even use its tongue to push Packard out. So the whale evidently let him go intentionally. Now, Kerr recalls hearing about an incident. This whale expert recalls hearing about another incident where a person survived being caught in a whale's mouth off the coast of South Africa a few years ago, and said that she doesn't expect to hear about any more encounters anytime soon, but advises swimmers and boaters to pay attention to their surroundings and stay safe. Well, that's good advice. It's just stay safe, but just try to stay away from potentially dangerous spots. But imagine that, you're out swimming in the ocean and you get swallowed by a whale. And then the whale spits you out. I mean, what a crazy story. Certainly a weird story, which is why it is, in fact, today's weird news.
Paragraph of the day.
All right, everybody, weird news. No, excuse me, paragraph of the day. Paragraph, pardon me. All right, our paragraph of the day, we have to be a little bit quick with this one, but we'll get into it. Okay, it goes like this. I'm going to read it in English first. Writing these short paragraphs can be a lot of fun. I sit in front of a blank computer screen and just start to write a sentence. This sentence usually opens my mind to thousands of incidents and experiences. Incidents and experiences I've had over the past 45 years. And leads me to something interesting, amusing, informative, or intriguing. It takes me about 20 minutes to write the 6 paragraphs that make up each page of this book. So here he's talking about the process of writing these paragraphs that appear in the Vaughan Paragraph book. Writing these paragraphs, escribir estos párrafos, puede ser muy divertido. Can be very fun. Can be a lot of fun. I sit in front of a blank computer screen and just start to write a sentence.
Me siento delante de una pantalla de ordenador en blanco y empiezo a escribir una frase.
This sentence usually opens my mind to the thousands of incidents and experiences I've had over the past 45 years.
Esta frase normalmente me abre la mente a miles de incidencias y experiencias que he tenido durante los últimos 45 años.
And leads me to something interesting, amusing, informative, or intriguing.
Y me lleva a algo interesante, divertido, informativo, o intrigante.
It takes me about 20 minutes to write the 6 paragraphs that make up each page of this book.
Tardo unos 20 minutos en escribir 6 párrafos que conforman cada página de este libro.
And there you have it. A little behind the scenes of the creating of the paragraph book, but those paragraphs are a good way to expose yourself to real English, natural English. So that's why I look at one each day. We're going to take a break, everybody, but I'll be back with the third and final half hour of the Drive Time Show, so stay with us, folks. We'll be right back. Don't touch that dial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
El Club Atlético de Madrid, junto con Vaughan, ha creado un campamento de verano donde tus hijos disfrutarán jugando al fútbol mientras aprenden inglés. Dirigido a niños y niñas de entre 8 y 15 años. Llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Repito, 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com. Inglés y fútbol, con Vaughan y el Atleti.
Sí, dígame.
Hi, Pedro, this is Siobhan, your Vaughan teacher. Welcome to your telephone class.
Oh, hello, Siobhan. How are you doing today?
I'm great. So let's begin by reviewing the present perfect. Have you ever been to China?
No, I haven't.
¿No tienes tiempo de ir a clase? ¿Quieres que tu profesor Vaughan te dé clases por teléfono cuando mejor te venga? Entonces te va a gustar mucho nuestro nuevo programa de clases telefónicas de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, no, it can't work. It can, and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-445-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura 3 meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about Trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughn teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at Group